Kia ora koutou. Welcome back to the show, and I'm very excited to have my main man, Mr. Martin Pepperell, on the line. Good morning, Martin. How are you going?
Morning. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Very fucking mentally stimulating start to the morning that we just talked about off air.
Yes, some heavy, high intellectual conversation.
Yep, just of an interesting character. I'll keep that in my back pocket for now. I mean, who knows? You know, maybe I'll even send some of the music through next week or the week after.
Oh, please do. It sounds very interesting. To our audience, just watch Martin Pepperell out there. See who he talks about soon. Who knows?
Yeah, so today...
Yes.
Today we're talking about Hannah Jagadu. Hannah Jagadu. Who is a singer-songwriter and a musician hailing from Mesquite, Texas, and now resides in New York. One of these 18-year-old wonderkinds who, you know, plays guitar and records, produces all of her own music using an iPhone 7 with the GarageBand iOS and iRig, a microphone and a guitar, which is just like, I'm just like, man, your kids got to cut it out there. You're making albums on your phones now?
Crazy, crazy times.
Making albums on their phones, you know, not only that, like making like beautiful albums, and she's making this beautiful music, which is really the EP that the song we're listening to is called What's Going On, I believe, is it the one I sent you?
Yes, it is, yep.
Yeah, the EP is called What's Going On, and this is interesting, actually, because, you know, the person I was talking to on the phone before was into the social commentary and the protest music as well. And Hannah, the sub-record that's about it as well, these songs encapsulate the thoughts, hopes, and fears of growing up as a young black woman in the United States with themes of empowerment and a wise beyond her years worldview weaved throughout all of it. But just with these beautiful like indie arrangement style where these songs just sound so nice, as my buddy Diamond Sharp from Bandcamp Daily. Diamond's one of the editors over at Bandcamp. She said that, you know, Hannah's making boundless bedroom pop, you know, marrying light and airy melodies with thoughtful lyrics. And that's exactly it. You hear the stuff and it's soft and beautiful, but then you dig into what she's talking about and you're like, man, the heft of these songs is such a contrast to the aesthetic, and I think that's such a beautiful way to communicate or convey a message.
Oh yeah, I totally agree.
Was something light, you know.
Yeah, and there's something about their relationship where something so beautiful has like such sadness behind it. It's a marriage of two like very distinct human feelings. And I think
it's yin yang. It's yin yang, mate. It's the other half of the circle. It's the other side of the sun. That was a little Shay Fu quote. It's funny actually. When we were off air before, we were sort of how we were briefly talking about movies, and Liam was talking about how he doesn't really watch movies anymore. So, listeners, send Liam some movie recommendations.
Yeah, please
but
do.
What I want to say though, is it's like when you see a film. See maybe a period film about war, something like Saving Private Ryan, and there's these horrific battlefield scenes, and then they juxtapose them with a beautiful, happy song.
Yeah.
It's like that. You know,
yeah, very much so.
They'd get like Perfect Day by Lou Reed, you know, and juxtapose that with like just like a massacre going on or something. Yeah, I think that's a similar thing to what's going on here. You know, she's taking these anxieties and frustrations and fears and realities and just processing them through gorgeous melodies and harmonies, beautiful guitars, lush arrangement with this close, intimate bedroom indie pop thing, all done on a phone. So it's, while there's these super traditional elements, also the process is super modernist.
Yeah, yeah.
And also what I like about that is a lot of really great music is made by people using what's available to them.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
At the time. Yeah. In the 80s, it might have been we can buy a cheap four-track recorder. That was the thing that happened. The Porter Studio, Tascam, 4-tracks and 8-tracks, those turned up, they were affordable, and suddenly people could record at home. The people who were doing those, people like Chris Knox, Alex Bathgate, sort of that whole early Flying Nun thing, if those people were the age they were then, now they'd 100% be doing things like using software on a phone and plugging in a microphone to the phone and all of that, because what they were doing at the time was chasing innovation.
Mm.
They weren't chasing an aesthetic. They were chasing innovation, and they were chasing what was available to them. And in the process of doing that, they came up with something that sounded unique and stood the test of time. So I'm excited to see these kids coming along and really digging into the reeds of doing great work using what's available to them now.
Yeah, and it fosters like an innovation that they'll carry throughout their lives with them. So it is very exciting. And it's incredibly good music for an 18-year-old as well.
Well, I mean, look, you know, you never know. You never know at what age it's going to happen. You know, some people back in the 60s and 70s, you know, had these people who were brilliant, perfectly formed songwriters by the time they were 15. You know, some people don't work it out. I mean, Bill Withers, you know, he didn't crack it until his early 30s. You know, some people just naturally have this gift. You know, people like Biggie and Tupac, you know, they were able to make these really affecting songs at a very young age. Other people have to live a bit longer before they arrive at that place. Yeah, it all seems like random chance to me. But, I mean, I do think, like, the different types of stories are equally beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
The people who can magically connect and the people who fight to connect and be able to do it, it's all pretty special stuff.
A good lesson to take away from that is don't compare yourself to anyone. You're on your own journey.
Ain't no one going to do you like you do. That's a 50 Cent quote.
You're just full of the quotes today, aren't you?
Yeah, I feel like I'm losing my mind a little bit today.
Oh, okay.
Do
you just want to take over like the radio for the day and we can slowly document you losing your mind?
No, that'd be funny, wouldn't it? Just melt down on air, you know, get banned from RDU, banned from the Student Radio Network. No more radio.
That's the way to go out.
I was listening to this interview with Diplo recently. This guy, there's this podcast, a really great podcast. It's called Last Party on Earth, and it's done by this guy.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, Tiger. Tiger does it. A Canadian electro musician who came from... He was one of the guys who built the house in techno and drum and bass scene in Canada. And he does these awesome... His interviews are awesome because all the people he talks to, they have a real mutual respect for him because, you know, they've toured with him and done studio work. And he's got this one with Diplo, and they were sort of like... Diplo was sort of talking about how he thinks the way his career will end is he'll just, like, do something so out of pocket on the internet that he'll get permanently banned from the internet, and then he just won't be able to be on there anymore, and that'll just be how it will all end.
Right, okay.
I mean, I'm definitely not going to do that, but I thought, man, that's a really quite a nihilistic sort of approach to have.
Yeah.
I'm going to write it till the wheels fall off.
I can't wait to see what he does. Yeah, hell yeah.
Go down on a blaze of glory. Yeah, it's crazy stuff, eh?
Anyway, Martin, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. Don't go in a blaze of glory today. No.
And I think also the reason why that was all a bit like deranged during the last couple of minutes was because now we're going to listen to the song.
Yep.
What's going on. And it's just going to be so beautiful and lush and calming. But then, you know, there's that afterwards we can think about the message.
Yeah, beautiful. Great. You've planned that all along. You absolute genius, you. All right, Martin. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Peace.
And that was the wonderful Mr. Martin Pepperell. Anyway, here is his song of the day. Here is Pep's pick. It is called What Is Going On by Hannah Jagadoo.